Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, March 22nd. This just in, before we published, the House passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill ahead of a partial government shutdown deadline at midnight tonight. It's now on its way to the Senate. We'll have more in the 3 p.m. edition, or go to CNN.com for the latest. The UN Security Council failed to pass a U.S.-backed resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages this morning. That's because Russia and China vetoed it. The Russian ambassador accused Washington of a, quote, hypocritical spectacle that does not pressure Israel. The U.S. has vetoed similar ceasefire proposals 3 times in recent months. Here's what U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the Security Council after the vote.
Russian China still could not bring itself to condemn Hamas's terrorist attacks on October 7th. And I'm sorry, it's really outrageous, and it's below the dignity of this body. Russia and China simply did not want to vote for a resolution that was penned by the United States because it would rather see us fail than to see this council succeed.
Former President Donald Trump is set to get $3 billion richer, but that's likely not to fix his cash crunch. His multi-billion dollar windfall is thanks to his social media platform Truth Social going public. Shareholders voted to approve the merger in order for the platform to go public today. But he's not likely going to be able to monetize his dominant stake right away. And he has only 3 days to find nearly $500 million for bond to appeal his civil fraud case in New York. The appeals court is really the wild card here, because it could step in and grant his request to post a lower amount while the appeal plays out. In the meantime, the New York Attorney General's office has filed judgments in Westchester County, the first indication that the state is already preparing to seize some of his assets if he doesn't secure the bond. Trump said this morning he currently has almost $500 million in cash he wanted to use for his campaign. He also railed against the New York Attorney General for wanting to, quote, take it away from him, in a case he's calling rigged and corrupt. Chaos ensued at the southern border yesterday, where U.S. Border Patrol agents say hundreds of migrants were arrested after rushing past razor wire fence at a port of entry. CNN's Ed Lavandera has more from El Paso, Texas.
And this happened just before noon yesterday in El Paso when what is described to us by Customs and Border Protection officials as a large group of migrants, we've also been told it was several hundred people, essentially pushed through this area where the Texas National Guard has set up razor wire and chain link fences along the northern edge of the Rio Grande there. Of course, this is, you know, one of these areas that has been the hotspot of the tension between Texas authorities and the Biden administration over how to enforce immigration enforcement along the border here.
Passengers on board the Alaska Airlines flight of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane that suffered a terrifying mid-air blowout in January have received a letter from the FBI saying they may be victims of a crime. The Justice Department opened a probe into the incident and Boeing last month. A preliminary investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board found that the jet had left Boeing's factory without the 4 bolts needed to keep the door plug in place. While the NTSB has yet to assess blame for the missing bolts, it has criticized Boeing for not having certain documentation available. Attorneys representing passengers welcome the investigation, saying they are seeking accountability and safer planes from Boeing, which declined to comment. NCAA March Madness is really living up to its name. That's next.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The NCAA says less than 1% of all brackets for the Men's March Madness tournament are intact. 0.00038%, to be exact, after some major upsets in the first round yesterday. Picking the perfect bracket requires a lot of luck. The odds of predicting the winner of every game are an extraordinary 1 to 9 quintillion. So we'll see if any madness is in store for the women's tournament, with the first round starting today. And if sports aren't your thing, I'll tell you about March Meowness tomorrow on the next edition of 5 Good Things. All right, that's all for now. I'm Chris DeBoe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.